I'm Empress Hunter, and let's face it, the entire population is preoccupied with the penis. Whatever the motivation behind their phallic fixation, men and women alike share this preoccupation. This erectile organ has been put on a pedestal of epic proportion, blamed for myriad problems, from bad business decisions to the breakup of marriages and everything in between. And so, without further gilding the lily, no, you perv, it does not mean the same thing as polishing the knob. I give to you, practically picayune penis trivia. In all my research for this audio, one thing does remain clear. Whether concerned with, proud of, or otherwise wishing for a penis of particular proportions, size does matter. I must admit, though, it makes me a bit sad for the poor dude who set this record. The smallest erect penis on record was 1 centimeter long. Poor guy had a case of micropenis. As much as I use that term for my dear little underendowed callers, turns out it is a very real condition. Micropenis is a rare disorder where the afflicted suffers from an unusually small penis, roughly 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch long. And that's erect. Why, I bet little dick losers everywhere are feeling better about themselves already. Not for long, though. Listen up. Generally, Caucasian males have penis sizes averaging about 6.2 inches long, with the approximate circumference of 3.2 inches. I notice it got quiet all of a sudden. You're all running to get your rulers, aren't you? Well, I'm pretty sure you won't even come close comparing yourself to this next one. The record-holding penis is a whopping 13.5 inches in length and 6.25 inches in circumference. How do you measure up, hmm? In 1995, Hong Kong native Mo Ka Wang lifted over 250 pounds, more than 2 feet off the floor, using nothing but his erect penis. Now that's a strong penis. No matter what the size, an unobstructed penis is capable of shooting semen anywhere from 12 to 24 inches. I guess the guy that hit the ceiling on cam for me last week forgot to read that one. The initial spurt of ejaculate travels at 28 miles per hour. By way of comparison, the world record for the 100-yard dash is 27.1 miles per hour. Think about that. Next, I've got answers to 2 questions that are frequently asked by all you cum pigs out there. How many calories are contained in a teaspoonful of cum, and what is cum made up of besides semen? Oh, who am I kidding? Those aren't really the questions I get asked. The questions I get asked are, Miss Hunter, if I drink a shot glass full of cum, will it make me gain weight? And, Miss Hunter, what makes that warm, sticky goo taste oh so good? Well, my eager little cum guzzlers, indirectly, here are the answers to your questions. There are approximately between 5 to 10 calories in a teaspoon of semen, which is said to be made up of more than 30 substances, including fructose, ascorbic acid, cholesterol, creatine, citric acid, lactic acid, nitrogen, vitamin B12, and many other various salts and enzymes, depending on what the ejaculator ate recently. And for those of you who have a little problem lasting, you might be interested to know that metamelachiophobia is the fear of losing an erection. And believe it or not, there's a word for the fear of seeing, thinking about, or even having an erect penis. And it's called ithalophobia. Interesting. I've never known anyone who has that problem. Among primates, the man's penis is the largest and the thickest, an adult gorilla is being only about 2 inches long. Maybe that explains some of those penises I've seen lately. The walrus has the largest penis of any land animal, measuring 24.5 inches when erect. The rhinoceros comes in at a very close second. The amount of available trivia pertaining to the penis seems to be endless. This just reinforces my firm belief that everybody, in some way or another, is preoccupied with the penis. There you go, pets. As much as I know you all enjoyed hearing these picayune facts pertaining to the penis, that's all I've got for today. I'm Empress Hunter, and you can reach me by calling 800-601-7295, and you can read my blog at www.intelligentfantasies.com.